Welcome to the PCC Web Daily Devotional Podcast for Thursday, December the 4th, 2008, entitled Cleaned Up, written by Kirsty Sapilla of Brantford, Ontario, Canada, and based on Psalm 51, verses 7 and 10 in the New Revised Standard Version. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. I was not hurrying to clean up my home as usual before Christmas. I was procrastinating, putting it off. I would get to it later. Not having the same pep as before, I was slow in getting the usual clean-up done. Then one day, the cleaning lady and me awoke. The old feeling began to come back. Dust got a shaking, cleaning liquid gave a fresh aroma, windows were shined up, curtains washed. My simple home got a clean over. Often our spiritual house gets left unattended. Our spiritual furniture might be in need of rearrangement. The cobwebs and dust have piled up. The built-in sin is not getting aired or scrubbed away. Procrastinating too long, not looking in the nature of sin, putting decision time off to the unknown future, we might even be led to falsely hope that we somehow will get cleaned up after we die, just in case there is more to life and death. Yet if we are Christians, we need to strip our spiritual house of all that hinders the godly aroma from filling the room where Jesus had no room before. He has the seat of honor in each of our hearts, and our homes, our lives, need to reflect this. If we have left Christ outside in the cold altogether, we now need to open the door for him to enter in. How cool is that? Some would say we need to be careful not to leave any earthly treasures and habits to clutter up the freshly adorned room filled with the new, heavenly, and pure, everlasting diamonds of salvation. Jesus, God's Son, rejected so often by so many in so many ways, is always only a step away to free us from the hatred of his goodness and to turn our resentment to repentance and submission and to undivided loyalty to him, the Prince of Peace. Awakened from old standing into a new walk with the Master, we know it is by the grace of God that we are cleansed. We are made new beings, with changed hearts, and given a new, steadfast reason never to be severed from the Master, the Christ who died for all, and who was raised to life for our sakes. Let us pray. God of a new season, thank you for giving us a new reason for spiritual cleansing. Thank you that we are to live no longer for ourselves, but for Christ, our eternal blessing in a new life and living. Wash us, and we shall be clean. Cleanse us, and we shall be pure. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.